Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Converse Rubber Tracks. Recently, Converse teamed up with Metal Sucks to give 5 unsigned bands 1 free day in their Rubber Tracks recording studio. You can check out a video of the studio at metalinjection.net and download the tracks at metalsucks.net. If you're an unsigned band, sign up for 1 free day of studio recording at converse.com/rubbertracks.
Hello, I am Chuck Landing and welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. So many people are upset with all the problems going on with the Obamacare website. I saw this coming a mile away. What do you expect when they hired Rob to design the site? Every time I click submit, I get a message saying I'm not eating enough barbecue. Which is true, but still, here's the show.
Well, it's true.
But that's not why they're logging onto the site, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I have to say, I feel for the Obamacare developers. I read some stuff about it, and it's just like, oh, they were, you know, when you launch a big site on that scale, you typically, it's like, it's in a closed-off beta at first, just to get nerdy. Mm-hmm. You have, like, a very controlled environment so that you can test whatever bugs there are so that... for expanding it, but they didn't do that. They just were like, hey, let's just launch this. So it was never tested on like a large scale. So obviously they found all of these things that were slowing down the site.
You'd think they'd have just went to like Google or Facebook and been like, hey, can you do this for us? We'll give you a shit ton of money and tax breaks. You guys know how to do huge websites.
Yeah.
Like how easy
would
that have
been? Well, I'm sure they hired a company like that.
Didn't
like
they hire like some Canadian company that got fired from its last gig in Canada or whatever? That's what I was
I don't know. I've very
blame
loosely.
You just said you read up about it.
I read about like the failures of the launch, though, not like about.
But not about the launcher.
Not the launcher specifically. Oh. Yeah.
You can't ask him to full ass something.
Yeah,
shit.
I suppose.
Come on,
come on,
that's
come on. Ridiculous.
Unless it's a rack of ribs.
If only Lou Reed had Obamacare.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Lou Reed died earlier today, we learned, which means we're going to go into Lou. Oh, Lou.
His ashes? Is that what
he his ashes away? Do you think he got cremated, do you think?
Does this count as a live cast curse?
He was an elderly man already. I mean, Peter Steele was never on the live cast. We counted that as a live cast curse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we do count it as part
maybe
of
us goofing on Lulu was keeping him alive, and once we stopped doing it, he was like, I'm completely irrelevant now, and you're still eating Darren's fucking pretzels. I can't believe you.
The funny part is...
He doesn't even know.
The funny part is that when Darren walked in, he placed his water bottle on the table and, like, knocked it down.
Right.
And then he goes, oh, of course I'm going to knock it down because... as he was walking here, he dropped that bag of pretzels on the ground.
Yeah, he dropped like 40% of, 50%
of
my pretzels.
And the other 40% are in Rob's stomach now.
Yeah. I just do.
Fucking jerk. And I warned you the first time. You keep doing it.
What makes it funnier is that Sid said to you, oh, you're taking Darren's fucking pretzels. What are you doing? Meanwhile, I really don't care, but it was just funny. You said, oh, well, it's on the table. I can eat it. Oh, whatever.
And I told you before you had eaten the first pretzel, and you still
ate it. But I already was in possession of the pretzel.
It's very easy to put the pretzel back down.
Darren's a germaphobe. He wouldn't want it.
I'm not a germaphobe.
Not with pretzels.
At all.
If he was a true germaphobe
I was just making
regarding
that, up.
That
just,
he wouldn't have picked
I wanted the pretzel.
You're a dick. And you're eating free cookies. Look at you.
He's just funny how he's like a whirlwind. He comes in here and just starts incorporating food stuffs into his body.
Some blue chips.
Oh,
he doesn't even think. It's just like sits down. I'm setting up my computer now.
I'm here to record and eat food. Not necessarily in that order.
He's just starts putting his computer together. He's got his one hand in the fucking pretzel, one hand's in the cookies.
Class
those are spicy, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want you to start wheezing.
Oh, right in my face now you're breathing that fucking humid, disgusting.
You're like at least 4 feet away from me.
Yeah, it still hit me. You've got powerful pipes.
Good to know.
You fucking blow hard.
We have a special guest calling in. Yeah, good transition, Noah. Rhodey Walker of Protest the Hero, the vocalist, is going to be calling in. Their new album, Volition, comes out this Tuesday.
Oh, it's already streaming. You could still listen to it, though.
Yeah. I posted a link in the livecast description.
Is this the same album that they did the Kickstarter campaign for?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They raised, like, a lot of money for it. And still got a label deal.
So Rob did his research.
Like
I want to use like a lot of dollars.
I think it was $300,000. I think it was over $300,000.
Holy shit!
And they were like the first band to really do it, I guess. In
correctly.
How much of that Kickstarter money was for booking on Livecast? Like, how much did they pay us of that Kickstarter money to get the interview?
None. If anything, we would pay that. But
God fucking damn it! Well, did we start a Kickstarter?
It came out really good, though. I mean, we have a clip here.
Oh, that's from the single.
Yeah. Featuring Whitney and Shlomo.
$295,000 of the dollars were just for rights to use the Whitney Houston vocal.
And the rest was to get Shlomo.
Yeah. He's expensive. A lot of J2 pizza needs to be purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Rest in peace.
I listened back to that last week. I was in tears playing that over and over.
When we have the Protest the Hero guy on, we should say that we're going to play one of his songs and just play that and see how he reacts.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Like, I can't hear it. There's like some tard moaning or something.
Oh, that's not nice.
You could say that about our entire show.
We know he's not that, but just hearing that, then he might think that because he's not hip to the show.
I understand now.
No.
Isn't Tard Moaning the name of your serious show, Rob?
No.
What is the name of your show?
Do you have a title?
No,
it's just I just do a shift. I just do the nighttime show.
But there's no like name for it? Like if I was to flip the channel, it wouldn't say like
it would
Rob
say
show
Liquid
or
Metal with Rob Pasbani.
Okay.
Rob Injection.
Doesn't give you like Twitter handle or anything?
Oh yeah, it does. Well, like if you look in the schedule, that's what it would say. But if you look on the radio screen,
he's looking on the schedule of Liquid Metal. Come on.
They need to know when I'm on. So if they do, they would see that. And then if they tune in, they would see my Twitter handle and then like some silly caption.
Tweet at you to play more Slayer.
I do get that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
And then I'm like, just wait 10 minutes.
How often do you play Slayer?
Slayer's played, I don't know, like at least once an hour.
Really?
Slayer, Pantera, Metallica.
And especially this weekend, they broadcast it live.
Oh, yeah. They
show
did
from Vegas.
Yeah. They like Slayer.
More
just
like Slagus,
up,
right? Am I right?
No, you're wrong. They just kicked off a tour and Liquid Metal broadcast the kickoff show, and they've been replaying it all weekend. So a lot of Slayer this weekend.
Do you have any dedicated, like, real serious fans on your show?
Yeah, I get tweets, like regular tweets from like people in like truckers are like, hey, 3 hours shift home, and I'm listening to you the whole way through. Make it rock. And I'm like, oh,
roll.
That's awesome.
This is like 55, make it rock.
Make it rock. No, that's good. It's really cool. That's a lot of commitment to listen to one radio station for 8 hours. So
right.
Try to keep it entertaining. Rock and Rob here at Liquid Metal.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't do that.
W-I-N-J.
Noah and I went to see Lamb of God, Killswitch Engage, and Testament. Ellen Huntress as well. Mm-hmm. On Friday night. It was very fun.
Yeah.
And we met a fan.
We met two fans.
We met two fans. One fan in particular made mention of the fact that he didn't know when the show airs live.
Yeah.
You and him have that in common.
And then I was like, oh, it airs from 7 to 9. And then Noah was like, no, Rob, it airs from 6 to 8. And I'm like, oh, well, if I don't even know, how are we expecting you to know? So if you're listening to the archive and wondering, hey, when does the Metal Injection Livecast air live? Sunday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Maybe you could possibly put that somewhere on the Metal Injection website?
Yeah, well, it's on, like, the live cast.
He doesn't know the address for that site.
No, yeah, like, on the front page, maybe.
On the front page?
He doesn't like to mix.
Well, it's on the front page when, well, it's in the show preview the day of.
Yeah, look, but who's really online on Sundays?
You should put a fucking giant banner.
Yeah, like, glowing.
I should just, kill the header of Metal Injection.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Yeah, on all of those louder education videos, there should be a huge banner across the bottom of the screen at all times promoting the live cast.
Yeah.
Because that would really piss Frank off.
Yeah.
That's, well, like right now, if somebody hits the site right now as we're taping it live, there will be a giant banner at the
top
of the
page.
But
if they're on
the
site now,
then
yeah. We're trying to get people to
know. During the week that you need to.
Well, during the week, people will forget.
Not everyone is like you.
No, I'm saying that to remind them to, they're not going to remember to come back on Sunday.
How do you know? Just because you wouldn't.
Some people have planners.
I didn't realize you guys are all experienced web developers with like a good case studies for this sort of thing.
Well,
your job and let me do mine.
The one case study we have is this kid that came to you and said he didn't know when the fucking show was on. So there you go.
Fair point. He's in the chat now though, so he knows.
Yeah, well.
He knows because Noah fucking told him, not you.
Yeah.
Well, at least one of us told him.
He should call in and talk about his experience.
646-929-1357.
Good job. His experience with what, meeting us?
Yeah.
That's
how
our phone
guys
number.
Smell.
Yeah, he's in the chat. Come on, Rob. His name is also Rob.
I don't believe
Speaking
that.
Speaking of smell, so while Testament was on.
That's a segue.
I know what you're thinking, but it's not that.
Okay.
I was really surprised by like how much cologne I was smelling.
Oh,
and I
really?
Was so disappointed. It was like
from them, you mean?
No, from the people, like the guys in the crowd. Like there were these two guys in particular who were standing in front of us who were like, they were so clean that they were shiny.
Really?
And they smelled
Marks.
Like cologne.
Not what I would think of from a Testament.
I know.
I thought you were going to say that Chuck Billy was doing that air guitar with the mic stand
thing.
He
was.
Looks like a lightsaber now. It's like a glowy half mic stand.
No, but I thought you were going to say like he was doing that like a doot popped out of his butthole.
Well, he wears long jeans. I mean, like.
But he gets real low. Like, I thought maybe he squatted so much
that
he pooped out like a turd.
They were amazing, by the way. They had such a great set.
Their set was so elaborate.
Right. What was
it? Like the stage setup, I mean. Like, well, they had the album art, like a giant, you know, album art banner.
Okay.
And then they had these two demons and with like their mouths open and smoke would come out of the mouths and their eyes were lit up. So it created a nice visual effect that it was like a simple, cheesy thing, but it totally worked, especially for a support band. They had the second most elaborate set next to Lamb of God, which was the headliner.
Who had an incredibly elaborate set.
How many people were at this show?
It was a sold-out show. It was like at Roseland. It was like 3,500 or something.
I didn't know how big
it
was.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it was packed for Testament already. Yeah, like that. The show, it was on.
Yeah, I'd rather see Testament than any of the other bands you mentioned.
All right, we have a caller. 585, you're on the Metal Injection livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, DJ from Rochester.
Hello, DJ from Rochester. What's up?
I had a joke for you, Rob.
Okay. Hit me.
What's the difference between
sexual molestation and camping?
Sexual molestation and what? Camping.
Camping?
Yes, yes.
What?
Well, we don't know.
Oh, our studio audience enjoyed it.
I think he likes you, Rob.
Oh, hey. But you're all the way in Rochester. You do a lot of camping in Rochester?
Quote unquote.
Not far to go anywhere.
Like the Finger Lakes. That's the kind of camping he does. He must have big hands to finger a hole.
Now, how long were you waiting with that joke? When did you hear that joke and you're like, oh, I need to share this with the live cast?
Well, I've been going back and listening to a lot of the archives, and I was inspired by Pizza Destroyer.
Rest in peace.
We missed Pizza Destroyer.
Rest in pizza.
So do you have any more material?
Off the top of my head, not right now, but I will prepare one for next week for sure.
Okay, good. So we'll have a joke of the week with you.
Awesome.
You right there, Rob? You got a cold?
It's a little chilly now in New York.
Is your nose running from the spicy blue chips?
No, it's running from those pretzels, to be honest with you. No, it's not. But
those pretzels were contaminated with a virus. You fell into
floor.
A trap.
A lot of dogs pee on the ground. Now that pee is in your mouth.
Oh. Nothing new. Rob's okay with that.
Rob's too
My
busy
ass
texting.
Is gorgeous. I'm coordinating our interview.
Coordinating?
Coordinating.
There you go.
I'm an idiot.
Enunciate.
I fingered myself recently.
Oh!
By a lake. It's probably how you caught a cold.
That is true. Maybe you were by the lake in the colder weather that we're experiencing now.
I guess.
Do you want DJ on the line?
I guess just
not
keep
anymore.
Playing the Rob laugh track while he's not paying attention, so at least it seems like he's enjoying the show.
I wish he told us another joke, but he only told us one.
Goodbye! Goodbye!
Once again, 646-929-1357.
Got Rudy calling in a few minutes. I just texted with him. He's by his phone. We better pick up.
Is that his actual first name?
Rudy Walker, yeah. I thought it was Roddy, and he was like, dude, it's Rudy.
What is it short for? It's got to be. Like,
you can ask him that.
Dude, he probably gets a lot of people like, well, you're in the band. I thought you were a roadie. Get it?
Well, it's spelled R-O-D-Y.
But you don't.
I know that.
I don't trust you with spelling. Spell koala right now. With a cookie in your mouth.
Okay. O-A. L-A?
Oh, very good.
Cool.
You're learning.
Yeah. I learned so much from the livecast.
What?
I should stop eating cookies, though. It's
you
very
so much at the live cast, yes, correct.
So, yeah, what else happened at the show, Noah?
Besides Chuck Billy dropping a turd on the stage.
He did not.
Oh, I interviewed Adam D. from Killswitch, and I don't know if this is going to make the...
Did you see the drummer? Did you talk to the drummer? That's my dude.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So he doesn't probably know who the fuck
what?
I am.
Explain
We're in
that.
The Fantasy Football League together. I did a trade with him a few weeks ago. Justin Foley.
Did mention this already.
Yeah.
Oh. And he's still on? No, I thought it was just something that had already happened in the past.
It's for the whole football season.
Huh.
It's for 16 weeks now.
I got Darren Sproles from him.
Mm.
Not working great so far. Though I didn't give up much to get him, so it's okay. Anybody who's wondering.
But yeah, I don't know if this.
I bet there's like one person.
I think our whole audience is on pins and needles, wanting to know.
I would want to know if I was listening to a podcast and somebody mentioned a fantasy football trade. I'd want to know.
Yes, you would.
But maybe I'm that one person then.
But yeah, so I interviewed him, and again, I don't know if this will make the final interview. But 10 years ago,
isn't it up to you?
It's up to Frank. He's the one that edits.
But you can't like put in a request. It is your fucking website.
Okay. Can I finish my story without
Rob,
you interrupting me?
Like
is that
control.
Possible? Jeez.
Rob, have another cookie.
Yeah. Post the times of the live cast on that interview. There's a little banner across the bottom also.
Any more?
I'll let you know.
Okay,
now
thanks. So I was interviewing them, and they toured with Lamb of God 10 years ago. And so I was like, hey, if you could go back and tell yourself or anyone – else that you toured with on that tour 10 years ago, some advice, what would you tell them?
Oh,
and he's like, I told Randy not to throw that kid off that stage.
Yes! Yes!
And I was just like, oh, no, but that wasn't, no, he didn't do that. He didn't do that.
He did do it.
How
about?
Do you know he did it? You saw it?
He did do it. He was just
how do you know that?
He isn't it like accepted as a fact that he did it? It's just whether he criminally was responsible.
Yeah.
He still did it.
There's no proof that when he shoved, he lightly tapped him on his rug.
Oh, okay.
He lightly tapped him on his bum on his exit. If that was the jump
so
or that
the
was
least,
the person that injured.
So it's either murder or sexual harassment.
Yeah. He touched him.
Yeah.
On his bum.
On his bum.
All right.
But
all
I mean,
right.
I'm saying the court found that
but
he
it,
had done it, but it's just not, he's not liable. Or whatever.
Yeah, well, either way, like, he met with the family. Everyone's cool with that.
Yeah,
everyone's
I'm saying,
cool.
I'm
There's
not
no...
saying he should be in prison rotting or anything. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
But it was just, it was quite funny. And I immediately thought of you guys.
Of course.
I immediately thought
Did
of you
guys.
Did you
do a follow-up question?
What would the follow-up be?
I don't know. It just seems like an interesting thing. Like, you, a lot of times
there
you...
were follow-ups, definitely, but not. There's no follow-up. The follow-up to that was I was trying to make it not as bad. Like, oh, you would just tell him to avoid the Czech Republic, right? Yeah, something like that.
No.
No.
Don't murder anybody.
Yeah.
Can somebody read what Kapsberger said in the chat?
Where is it?
Why can't you read it?
I just prefer hearing a male voice because it's a guy that's saying it.
That's why Testament only had the second best stage set. Lamb of God decorates their stage with the corpses of their fans.
Nice. That's very good.
And Super Nintendo Chalmers says, I am saying he should be rotting in prison. Randy Bly is a law-breaking freak.
Yes.
What law did he break?
I don't think he broke a law because he was found...
The laws of good taste.
He was found not guilty. But he did shove someone off the stage. Let's at least say that.
And have you seen that hair?
His hair is fine.
His hair was fine. He got a haircut.
Did he?
Wow.
He doesn't have
the dreads
anymore?
No.
Let me see a current picture.
I'm not going
to. Drop everything.
We're about to do an interview right now.
How's this guy's hair? Does he have dreads?
No, it's
nice.
Trimmed.
Nice.
He has
tight,
a beard.
Crew cut.
Mm-hmm. It's a little
keep that shit tight.
Spiked on top. But
it's more from the Jake Bowen school of metal fashion, right?
I think Rhodey's hair is a little bit more tamed than Jake's. Jake's just grows his hair out and then trims it when it gets too bushy.
Copy.
All right, let's give Rhodey a call right now. We're about to get on the line with Rhodey Walker of Protest the Hero. If you want to talk to Rhodey, you can give us a call. The number to dial, 646-929-1357. We're going to have Rhodey Walker of Protest the Hero on, talking about their new album, Volition. Comes out this Tuesday on Razor and Tie Records. And dial it in. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rhodey?
This is he.
Rhodey, thank you for taking some time to hang out with us here on the Metal Injection Livecast. You're on the air with us, and literally dozens of people are listening to you.
Is that so? Well,
yes.
It's an honor.
Don't be overwhelmed by the sheer reach of this live podcast. But we also have dozens of listeners that listen on the archive, too, so it's going to be huge.
Internationally.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are in Canada.
How many people are on the line here?
Oh, we have...
dozens,
we
just said.
Dozens of people. No. There's four of us that host this. I'm Rob. Noah's here.
Hello.
And then this is Sid.
Hey.
And Darren is here, too.
Nice to meet you.
That's the four of us.
Nice to meet you all.
Now, Sid was like, is your name really Rhodey? Sid was confused.
Well, yeah.
Short for something?
Yeah, no, it's my middle name. I don't know. I'm one of those kids whose parents named them something and then decided they liked the middle name better, so they just called them the middle name. But yeah, it's my grandmother's maiden name. I don't know.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
What's
an old Irish name. My first name is James.
Oh, James. That's boring. I understand why you go with Rhodey.
Yeah. Well, it kind of sucks given my profession. You know, sometimes you go in and you see the old jaded, house guys in venues, and they're like, here's Rhodey while you're drinking the band's beer. You know, and it's like you get this bullshit from all these guys, but, you know, I always have to correct them and say I am, in fact, the lead singer.
Sid was giving you shit before you called in.
I wasn't giving anyone shit.
You were giving so much
shit. I bet people make that joke to him all the time and he's sick of it.
And
that's right.
But Jesus, you make fun of fucking Skeleton Witch when they're not here. Everybody that calls in, you got something to say.
Before I ever knew they would be here.
I do get that joke all the time. It's awful. Yeah. But you know what? It's also a very easy way for me to explain to people how my name is pronounced. Like, some people look at it on paper and they go, oh, Rhodey the Body, you know? But it's very simple to say no, like the guys who carry merchandise for bands and things like that. So everybody gets it after that.
That's good.
What benefit, the stupid name?
We're here to talk to Rhodey about your new album, Volition, which comes out this Tuesday on Razor and Tie Records. And what's interesting about this is when you started doing the album, you didn't have a label. You guys were going to do this all by yourselves, basically, and you did a fundraising campaign and possibly one of the most successful ones for a band. You guys raised something like $7 million for it, right?
No, that's exactly right. $7
million. No. Well, it was like $300,000, right? Was that the,
yeah.
Is that closer to the figure? Yeah, so
it is a little closer to the truth.
When you saw the number, because you raised like a gajillion dollars in like a day, did it stun you a little bit to see how much of a positive response your fans gave to the basically a pre-order of an album that wasn't even created yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went into the entire thing kind of thinking that our fan base's interest in the band was waning quite drastically. So to see such a crazy response inside 30 hours was just absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah. Now, if I'm correct, it was $2 million within 30 hours, right?
Yeah, $2 million. We made Amanda Palmer look like an idiot.
So I thought it was really cool that you guys decided to create like a special edition just for the people who pre-ordered it to make it seem like it was worth it, because the artwork for that is going to be different. You have like all these other cool things that are only available for the pre-order. But then why did you guys decide to ultimately find a label to team up with to officially release the record?
Well, I mean, our initial intention was to distribute it all ourselves. But, you know, that was when we first started, and we realized that, you know, at some point it was going to be impossible to do all the packaging. Like, after the overwhelming response, you know, packaging and distributing it ourselves would be just fucking insane. It's a daunting task. So instead of doing that, you know, we signed what's very important to say is a distribution deal and not a record deal by any means. Yeah, there's a little distinction to be made there. We took a couple meetings with a couple labels, and we sort of laid things on the table, said this is what we want or else we're not doing anything. And, you know, a few labels said, that's great, we'll do that. And we signed to those distribution contracts, and it's all uphill. I guess it's downhill. Downhill is the expression for it.
Yeah.
Easy and wonderful. It's an uphill battle from here.
You guys had some good leverage, like, oh, if you don't meet our demands, we'll go elsewhere. You don't need the label at this point. You have the funding for the record. You just need some help getting it into, like, Best Buys and stuff, right? That's what the
yeah, exactly.
Of it is.
Yeah, I think, you know, for the first time in our lives, it feels like we're working with record labels as opposed to working for record labels, or really that record labels are working for us. You know, that's how shit should work, and unfortunately, it doesn't. You know, and it's never worked like that for us before, and, you know, we finally are sitting in a position of some power, and it feels damn good.
Do you ever call up, you know, Razor and Tie and be like, hey, I want 7 croissants sent to my dressing room right now? They're like, we don't even know where you are. But that's the demand.
I would love to do that, but I'm sure that would go on some kind of recoup somewhere.
Oh, you'd have to pay for it anyway. Oh,
yeah.
Labels.
That's the sneaky thing about record labels. You pay for everything. We had an old record label that used to charge us for stops at Subway sandwiches and parking tickets that they got. Like, we've seen some shit.
Like, they would charge you for their Subway sandwiches or your Subway sandwiches?
Oh, no, their Subway sandwiches.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, we have some callers on the line. By the way, if you want to talk to Rhody, you can give us a call, 646-929-1357. We have Diego from Illinois. Diego, you're on the live cast. Are you there?
Hi, how's it going?
Diego,
hey, Diego.
Going on? All right, I got a quick statement and a question. Statement for the Chicago show, I'm going to buy you a shot, so get ready for that. A couple of them.
Awesome.
And for the question, for the tab book for Volition, do you know, like, if you guys have any plans on when that's coming out or anything?
Sorry, what's that?
The
tab book?
Yeah.
The tab book is essentially ready to go. We're just waiting. Like, I think Tim and Luke are just waiting on the release. I don't know how shortly up it's going to follow. I know they decided not to release it with the CD this time because they got kind of fucked over last time. But yeah, it should be, you know, just right around the corner. It shouldn't take too long.
That's hot. There you go, Diego.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
As you guys are going out on the road, it's been a while since you guys played some shows. Are you looking? Do you enjoy touring? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, no, I love touring. I just moved back home with my parents today, so I am very much looking forward to getting in the band and leaving. I am 27 years old, and I live with my parents and play in a rock band. My existence is pathetic.
Ladies, hello.
Yeah, where are the callers now?
Well,
the gentleman callers.
But you moved in back with your parents because you basically, I'm assuming, you were like, oh, what's the point of paying rent if I'm never going to be home, right?
That's essentially it, yeah. My significant other and I are saving to buy a house, and it's very difficult to save when I'm, you know, living on the road and paying rent to live in the city. So, yeah, that is essentially it.
Okay. Well, we have a live chat going on right now as well, in addition to the calls.
Can I read this question from
yeah.
the chat? This guy's dying to get his... He says he's from Russia and he can't call in.
There's a user named Bear Plaster.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this with a Russian accent because he really wants to ask this question. He can't call. All right. Rodia, I am Mike from Russia. Good promoter. And I can make tour for you. Maybe you need Russian tour? That's his question.
That doesn't sound fishy at all.
I get what he said. Yeah, they're like, we have intentions of touring Russia. I get that it's not on the latest European tour, but we are going to be touring Russia. And we have discussed with promoters over there doing a more extensive tour of Russia than just like the two main cities. But don't worry, Mike. We'll make it over there.
You need to be careful, though, because in Russia they just see the word protest and they throw you right in fucking jail.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Before you go to Russia,
you might wind up like on an operating table, like in hostel, with your kidneys pulled out.
Yeah. Now we've been to Russia a couple times, man. It's great there. We've always had a good time.
What is the sketchiest country that you've played?
Russia. Of course, it's Russia. Are you saying?
Not the Czech Republic, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We've done some of the stuff in the Eastern European, like, sort of neck of the woods, and it's a little sketchier than, you know, normal parts of Europe, but I don't know, it's all another fart in a shitstorm. You know, we've never played any, like, war-torn zones, so we've never really played anywhere super sketchy.
I see. So you guys are a bunch of pusses.
Oh.
That's exactly right.
Another thing that was awesome, I thought, is that you got Chris Adler to do the drums for this album. And this was also during the time that, you know, Lamb of God was having those issues in the Czech Republic. Did Chris come up to Canada to record with you guys, or did he record from Virginia?
No, he came up to Toronto. We subletted him on an apartment for a couple of weeks. He came up and he was in our practice space 12 hours a day for 2 weeks, and then he was in the studio 12 hours a day for 2 weeks. He came up and he learned the fuck out of the songs, and then he just laid them down like it was his job, because it was.
Well, how did you even get involved with him?
Well, you know, our drummer left, and we were like, well, fuck. And then we thought, hey, Lamb of God seemed to be on a bit of a hiatus right now. And also we're managed by the same individual. So it was kind of easy to connect to him. But we had known Chris even before we met our manager. I don't know. Someone introduced him to our band, and I think he was a little fond of our second record, and he became drum buddies with our drummer. So he'd come out to a couple of our shows, and we, of course, had gone out to a couple of his shows. And I don't know. The rest is history, I suppose.
So what was it like having him in the band for a month, basically, what it sounds like? Did he
like?
Did he make the songs more brutal? Did he add his charm to the music? Because I think you said, or somebody said previously, that the drums were sort of written already.
Yeah, the drums were sort of written. We had Luke and Cam, the producer, had programmed the drums to the songs previously. And then, you know, they just sent it off to him in Virginia. He'd sat down and would play along and learn them to the best of his ability. But when he came, he really kind of put the finishing touches on it and put his own style on it. I think it's kind of interesting because a lot of our stuff relies heavily on that, like, fast punk rock beat. And, you know, obviously we come to metal through punk, and he comes to metal through just metal. So even though he's playing punk beats, he's got this metal edge to it. So it makes everything on the record a little more metal, I think. And a lot of people have been saying, oh, it's your most metal record yet. And so I think that's probably why they think that.
Did he give you any beard grooming tips? Because he has a very intense beard.
Well, yeah, no, he didn't. He said, just shave your cheeks.
good advice.
He must be growing that fucking goatee forever.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, oh, hello. Who's there? There's a caller on the line.
Sorry. I put him on the earbuds.
Hey there.
Hey, hello.
It's Tony.
Absolutely kicks ass. What?
Go ahead.
Thanks,
Tony.
Man.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I had a couple questions. I just wanted to know what your favorite song to record on the new release was and what you thought the hardest one was.
I'll start with the latter question first. The hardest song to record was Mist, because I had food poisoning the whole time and I was just running back and forth from the bathroom throwing up all over the place.
Oh, shit.
Yes, shit, exactly, shit. I don't know what the best one was to record. Like, I mean, recording isn't fun, it's work. You know, like, it's not that much fun to do.
What's,
I mean,
the most fun part of being in a band? Playing live, would you say? What's the least
the
work?
Podcast interviews.
Oh, yeah. Second most.
The most fun part of being in a band, I don't know, talking about myself all the time. I used to love talking about myself, and then I started doing interviews as part of my job, and now I can't stand talking about myself. I'll talk about anything else in the world, you know. Like, I'll talk about that new Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter movie.
Was it good? Did you like it?
I'm only about halfway through it.
What was it that caused food poisoning? What'd you eat because of shit?
I don't know.
A white cat?
I think it was a Jugo juice or a booster juice.
Ah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just started throwing up and shit like crazy all of a sudden.
Oh. All right, we have some more calls. Steve in Kansas. You're on the
Hey,
metal.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Oh, dude, awesome. I just wanted to tell you guys, Protest is seriously the most talented band out there right now. Love the new album. I just had a weird question here. Back in the Keziah album, on, I think it was Divinity Within, like about like 150, it's a really specific question.
Yeah, no, you're getting very specific.
There's like about 130, and I think it was like Divinity Within. It sounds like somebody took a hammer to like a cello or something. It's like a really foreign sound. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But I like, I can't even think of that right now. I'm at work right now, honestly, and I saw that you were on the show, and I just had to call in and tell you guys, Keziah is the best album of all time. So,
thank you. I don't know. Juice put a bunch of like production tricks in there. It might be, you know, like some wacky ass sound effect, and it might just be a total accident.
Every time I listen to it, I can't even think of the freaking chorus as it goes in. But it's just out of nowhere, this foreign noise. And I always point it out to my friends, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm just like, no, it's there. I don't know. I'm sorry. But I just mostly called in to say that you guys are awesome, man. I hope you come to Kansas soon. And you've been skipping us a lot lately. So.
Yeah. So, well, we want to come to Kansas for Worlds of Fun. Actually, no, that's not in Kansas. That's in Kansas City. But I went to that amusement park once, and I really enjoyed it. If that's any consolation.
Steve doesn't work there.
Where does Steve work?
Steve, where do you
work? Batteries Plus. I'm actually closing. I'm closing here in 13 minutes and heading to Lawrence to see Vanna play. So.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call. I won't bother you anymore with my strange questions.
Send the band some free batteries.
So, Ernie, let's talk about what you do outside of metal. What are your hobbies? Who's your favorite wrestler? You know, the important questions.
Yeah. My favorite wrestler is Gold Dust.
Because
he's the only wrestler that I really know. I don't really have any hobbies other than maybe drinking booze and watching movies. I like to get haircuts.
What are some of your favorite movies of the year? Did you see Gravity?
No, I haven't seen Gravity yet, but I've heard that from a scientific standpoint, it's the stupidest thing ever, but from a film buff standpoint, it's like the greatest thing ever. So I'm pretty intrigued.
It's worth checking out.
Neil deGrasse Tyson hated it.
Well, what does he know?
Lots.
No, I'm kidding. Well, he actually posted another thing saying, like, oh, I was being really harsh on it. It's still an entertaining movie.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a fucking movie, right? Like, people are like, you're supposed to suspend your belief, right? You're not supposed to sit down and be like, wow, that wasn't realistic. That wouldn't happen in the real world. The Smurfs have a fucking movie, for Christ's sake. You
have to suspend your disbelief, but, I mean, if once you do that, anything that's like really off or really jarring, it takes you out of that mode. Like, you could tell me, you know, Doc Brown could build a time machine out of a DeLorean. I accept that. But then if you start making more ridiculous things and introducing it into the movie, then it ruins it. But,
yeah, like if you build a time machine out of a Hyundai, you would not buy it.
But like if 10 minutes from the end of the movie, you told me like Biff could fly,
yeah,
you know, it would kill it.
Yeah.
But I don't think Gravity. I saw Gravity. I don't think there was. I think it was boring as hell. I didn't really enjoy it.
Really?
I was
having an anxiety as I was watching it. It was so.
I didn't think there were gaffes of any kind that bothered me.
Well, if the only person finding the gaffes is Neil deGrasse Tyson, that's a very select group of people. That
yeah.
That's a good point. Find those gaffes.
I didn't even have time. Think about that, because I'm like, no, don't die. Stop spinning.
No, you know what it was? I feel like it could have been like a 30-minute movie and had the same.
I felt like it was a 30-minute movie. It was like 90 minutes.
I don't want to say I didn't enjoy it. I liked it, but I felt like it dragged. It dragged.
Yeah.
I cannot watch 3D movies. Also, I don't want to go into a whole thing while we have a guest on.
I think I have to see this movie. Like, it seems like a very polarizing movie.
Yeah.
Like, people either absolutely love it or absolutely hate it. That's what I love. You know, black and white, no grays.
Tell you what you should see, Escape Plan. That was fantastic.
Really?
Who's in that?
Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Ugh.
It's
nice.
Great. It's like a 1980s, like they totally just went a whole hog making a 1980s action movie.
But
wicked.
Hasn't Stallone been doing that for the last
couple
years?
Isn't that like the two expendable movies? I thought those were terrible.
Well, if you didn't like that, you probably won't like this.
Okay.
But I love it. I love the two Expendables movies, and I love this. I like the second Expendables better than the first Expendables, and I love this movie.
How do they get if they're so expendable? How do they get two movies out of it?
You see, you're being more
depressed. Would have been expended after the first movie.
Rhodey, are you an Expendables fan? Or are you? I haven't
seen either of those movies. Like, I like shitty action flicks. It has never occurred to me to ever turn those on for some reason.
So let's see. What else have you seen this year that you were like, oh, people need to see this?
I don't know. I have a terrible memory. I mean,
that's what happens.
I watched that movie. What's that?
That's what happens to me when I watch movies. I never remember them. I have to watch them like 5 times.
Usually because you're stoned, though.
Yeah.
I watched that movie Clean Flicks. You heard of that?
Clean Flicks? No. What's that about?
It's a documentary about some Mormon fellas in Utah that start this company where they just take Hollywood flicks and they edit out all the violence and swearing, and then they like mass produce it and sell it, right? Which is super illegal, right? So you're watching it from the first moment of the movie, just being like, they're gonna get shut down and sued for every penny they have. But it actually turns out to be quite a bit more intricate than that. So it's kind of interesting.
Hmm. There you go. Movie recommendations with Rhodey Walker. This could be like a whole column thing that you do.
It's nice. You don't have to talk about the same things everyone else asks you all the time.
Yeah.
And if you write down your movie right away, you'll remember what movies you saw because you left it in.
Yeah, just the movie at the theater. Yeah. If you have a dictation app, you can dictate it.
While watching the movie.
The great thing when I went to see Gravity was it was reserved seating at the theater. And I showed up 10 minutes after the ticket said to be there.
Of course.
Because I thought it was actually 10 blocks closer than it was. And as I was walking to my seat, everyone around me was so pissed. Like, I heard a lot of, are you kidding me? And I'm like, I'm never going to see these people again. It just bounced off me. So like, I couldn't even see the person judging me. I just heard them.
You just picture them looking like us here. Because this is what we do.
I just pictured like 20 Sids. Just, are you kidding me? But on the plus side, I sat in my seat like the moment the movie started.
And then
so
you
I was
ate
very
everybody's
excited.
Pretzels.
Yeah, well, I was eating Snickers, so. All right. Let's take a few more questions, and then we'll let Rhodey go. We have Matthew in Florida. By the way, if you want to call and ask Rhodey a question, 646-929-1357 is the number to dial. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Matthew, you're on the air with Rhodey.
Hey, what's up? By the way, your band is freaking amazing. I donated to the Indiegogo, so I already got the digital album, and it's quite awesome. And please,
awesome, man. Thank you very much. To South Florida?
Yeah.
I'll try.
Hopefully you guys can. And I kind of have just one question. This album I kind of noticed is a little bit of has a little bit of hint of some of the stuff you guys had in Fortress. Like, what are kind of the main like ways you guys kind of moved from Scurrilous from that album to this one, like progressively and music-wise?
I don't know. Like we always do what we do. You know, it sounds stupid and it sounds simple, but we never really set out with like a plan. You know, like I know a lot of bands that are like, let's write a crazy metalcore record. You know, and like we don't have those kind of plans. We sit down and we just try and write that song that plays in the back of our minds that is just completely unattainable. And whatever comes out, comes out. I know a lot of people looked at Scurrilous like it was a flop, which is fine. It's a matter of opinion.
It's actually pretty good, too.
But it's just, you know, we're constantly moving further in a single direction. I think for the most part, people can tell. I don't know. Just babbling at this point. I don't really know how to answer the question because it's kind of like, you know, we just fucking do it. it feels like a natural progression, even though probably at times it isn't.
I enjoy that. You have nothing to worry about. I'm sorry, go ahead, Matthew.
No, I noticed that in Scurrilous there's practically no any like harsh vocals, and in this one you guys decided to add some more of that that stuff that you guys had in the first two records.
Yeah, you know what? I flip-flop back and forth every day on harsh vocals because it's like, I don't like doing that. It hurts my throat and, like, I lose my voice really quickly, and a lot of people say, well, then you're not doing it right. But fuck, man, if there's a right way to scream, I must be out of my fucking mind.
Yeah,
but you know what? When we...
It's like, are these all singing, you know, trained singers criticizing you? No. They're 12-year-olds in their mother's basement, damn it. By the way, with the stereotype, why is it always in their mother's basement? Why are computers always in mother's basements? You know, why can't it be in the attic?
Yeah, why can't they ever come from, you know, stable two-parent households?
The parents.
We need to change the stereotype.
Or why are we assuming that the mother is even affluent enough to have a basement?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like... from the projects, or they live in a shack or a trailer.
Living under the low-income cutoff line.
All right. Tyler in Connecticut is very excited to ask you a question, Rudy. Tyler, go ahead.
Hello. Rudy, I have a question.
I have an answer.
I would like to say that, first of all, that, you know, I'm a very huge fan, and you guys are, like, definitely, like, one of my, you know, main points of getting into a lot of, you know, progressive music and such. And I just wanted to ask, what do you believe was your main influence for this record, for the new record?
Well,
what kind of question is that? What his influence was, oh, we should write a new record. Let me answer that one for you, Rody.
What do you mean? Do you mean actually for this record or of any record?
I guess for music in general, actually, would be a better question. Yeah, what would you say, you know, wanted you to make music?
A lot of the things that I find inspire me that are not necessarily, you know, a single band or a single record. I think it's more just like watching bands that I hate and watching bands that I think are just like ruining rock and roll. And ruining like metal, because it's like I watch it and I think,
for these bands,
I want to make something better than that. This inspires me to just go out and make something better than this shit. So I'm egotistical on this point, but
well, I mean, you're definitely doing a very good job at making, you know, better the music than most. So I mean, I'm very.
But I don't mean I don't mean most people. I just mean specifically a couple of like really shitty bands.
Who? Tell us.
Oh no. I find myself getting in so much trouble every time someone gets me going fucking talking about bands. So I'm not going
to. Let's just say you won't be putting on an All That Remains record anytime soon, right? Can we say that?
Well, you know what? I actually like those guys in All That Remains quite a bit, and I've just heard their new single and seen their new video. And you know what? I get it, and I think more power to them. You know,
damn it.
It's like when you're touring around in a metal band and you're getting older and you realize, am I gonna do this for the rest of my life? Sometimes you say, you know what? Let's write a rock and roll song and make some of that radio royalty money.
So you're basically complimenting them on selling out, is what I'm hearing.
Essentially.
Okay. We have a few more questions, and then we'll let you go. Eric from Wisconsin, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
Hi. I don't really know what to say, but I was on hold for a little bit, and... Yeah.
So you have a question?
Didn't I ask you if you wanted to ask Rudy a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a call screen.
I'm just very, really nervous right now, so.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, you don't need to be.
I have a few questions, actually, like maybe two or three.
Sure.
In the song Wrench, what's up with that cat in the, like, towards the end of the song?
Oh, in Wrench? Yeah, I don't know. I was holding a cat in my arms, and it meowed, and I squeezed it, and it meowed again, and then we realized that it was, like, in between the pauses of the song, so we said, fuck it. That's sweet. Keep it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and it sounded, you know, it worked, so sounds good.
Yeah, it works. It works all right. I thought it was funny.
It sounded, you know,
my favorite caller.
And then probably your favorite band. That's kind of a easy question.
I think my favorite band would probably be a band from just outside of Winnipeg in Canada. It's called Propagandhi. Kind of like a thrashy metal punk band, and I've always loved them, and they continue to put out awesome releases. So
I thought you would say Chicks Dig It.
Chicks Dig It? Chupa, now Chupacabra.
So,
I know some Chicks Dig It.
Better. Not no Chicks Dig It. Very underrated band. Everybody should go give a listen.
They're pretty good. I like Chicks Dig It.
Damn right.
Any more questions, Eric?
No, not really.
Awesome.
Are you doing okay, dude?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for...
How do you feel now that you asked the questions, Eric? You made it through.
You did it.
Way to be, babe.
All right, Eric, we're going to let you go because you're about to have a panic attack. All right. All right. Okay, we got two last callers. Or do we have three callers?
Oh, we have seven callers.
Oh, my.
No. All right, we'll do a few. Mike. Mike in Montreal.
Oh.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Only get one call.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, you guys, I read online that you guys are doing an autograph session in Toronto. Are you going to be doing one in Montreal? Because I have a Search for the Truth vinyl that I'd really like to get signed.
Oh, my God. There were only like 500 of those printed in like the 1999, I think. Are you coming to the show in Montreal?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I don't know. I don't know if we're doing like an HMV or whatever kind of signing thing, but we're definitely going to be at the merch booth either before or after the show. There'll be a sign that'll list the like timing that we're going to be there at. Because that's awesome. I'd love to see one of those again. I haven't seen those in forever, but we'll figure out a way to get that fucking thing signed for you.
Yeah, I'll be sure to bring it to the show. And one more thing. Are people still giving you shit for Iris missing this tour?
No, yeah, you're talking about it on Ask FM. Yeah, they kind of fucked off. I mean, I get it. They're upset that Riffy's not going to be there. But yeah, I think it was just a couple dudes acting like stupid idiots, but it's all good. You know, I fucking understand it. I drunkenly answered those questions at night. I probably shouldn't have.
It's like, chill out, everyone. I feel like your band, is one of the few bands that gets these fans that are like super passionate about you guys, which is great. But then they ask you such specific fanboy questions. Sometimes you feel like your fans know more about your band than you do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's definitely people that will bring up questions like on my Ask FM that it's just like I have to ignore the question because I cannot recall on what on earth they're talking about.
That it must be nice having an Ask. We're going to let you go. Thank you for hanging out with us and being a good sport and talking to some fans. The new Protest the Hero album, Volition, comes out this Tuesday. Pick it up. There's a very offensive rape scene on the cover. Why are all those birds raping that young lady?
It's an interesting question.
Mm. I guess you have to listen.
I don't actually really like that very much, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
You know, I kind of fought that all the way to the end, but I lost. And I mean, it is what it is, and I get that it's a piece of art, but the message that it's supposed to portray and the message that it kind of does portray are very contrasting.
Well, what I think it's supposed to portray?
You know, the song and I suppose the message of the picture is supposed to bring awareness to rape culture, but I think it adds to rape culture. You know, I saw when Lamb of God posted it on their Facebook, and you know, there were some young ladies that were like, "This is offensive. This is extremely offensive." And there were, you know, young guys on our Facebook that were like, "Oh, sweet bird rape." And it's like, I tried to explain it a million times before we fucking went through with this thing. It's just like, you're gonna put it out there. People are gonna interpret it in shitty ways. It's just like, it adds to rape culture. And I think Jeff Jordan, the guy who did it, is very talented. And I really like the, you know, the message that it is supposed to portray, but I think the interpretation of it is dangerous and awful.
Okay.
Well, I might have said too much.
Well, did you have an alternative? Like, what did you want to replace it with?
Well, I like the concept. I like the concept of the birds watching specific pieces of crime and, you know, the political and social subject matter of the album. But I really just didn't want an image of rape on the fucking cover of the album.
I'm looking at it right now, and I don't instantly think that it's rape. It looks somewhat consensual to me.
She is naked.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's fighting it.
Wait, no, are you saying she's asking for it?
I would still think that was rape.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it is left up to the interpretation of, you know, who is viewing it. And I think at times, you know, the people who are viewing it are interpreting it in ways that, you know, I would prefer that weren't associated with, you know,
some
something that I had done.
Anything that they look at.
That's true.
That's true. Is it like the Rorschach tests or whatever?
Yeah. I think that chick's just into birds.
Well, the other album that had a famous rape cover was Metallica's Black Album, right?
What?
What? You don't see that?
It's just a black cover.
Well,
oh, so you're saying if a black person is raped, it doesn't count, Rob?
No!
That's not what I'm saying. It's just black!
So I'm the only one that sees
racist.
It.
There's no rape on there, Darren.
It's fine.
All right. Rhody, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the live cast. We want to play a track from your new album, Volition, which comes out this Tuesday. Do you have a favorite track that you'd like for us to play for our for our dozens of listeners to hear?
I think my favorite track is Skies, the very last track.
Oh, going all the way to the end.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, thanks again for hanging out. We're just going to drop your call right here. As we
awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
But yeah, thanks again. And go see Protest the Hero out on tour and pick up Volition this Tuesday out on Razor and Tie Records. Here's the Protest the Hero song, Skies, off the new album.
Cough, gas, and sputter. Spinning helplessly down toward the earth. A loss of control. Swallows whole, spinning down, down, forever falling down, down, down. Is it insanity? A flightless fall. No deceptive current to wrap it all. Maybe it's too naive to not jump ship. When deep the sarcastic land of we
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it.
Thank you.
Only a few more songs until the second hour of the Metal Injection live cast. So you still have a few minutes to finish up that Match.com profile and maybe lose your virginity finally. Make it happen, loser.
Gather up the magnets set before me. I attract you and repel you. A science of the heart and blood and meaning. The coldness of most beauties is a challenge that our youth must quickly conquer. There is no time for guilt or second guessing, based on feeling. I am the truth, the beauty that causes you to cross your sacred boundaries. I have no morals, I'm simply cheap, and someone who despises the normalcy of heartbreak.
Of course.
The purity of love. But I worship the youngin', just formed angel. He sits upon the
pure
blood. Everything else bores me. I want to see your suicide. I want to see you give it up.
Nice, nice puzzle.
Your life of reason. I want you on the floor and in a coffin, your soul shaking. I want to have you doubting every meaning you've amassed. Like a fortune, all thrown away for worship someone who actively despises.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
For worship someone who actively despises you. I am the proof.
What?
I am the padre.
What?
I'm the aggressor.
What?
I am the tablet.
So that makes sense.
Stories. Worship. Worship. Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me. I offer them to you in service of the gold that you must give. Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me, and I offer them. I offer them to you in service of the gold that you must give to me. I want to see your suicide. I want to see you give it up. Give it up. Your life of reason. I want to see you on the floor.
All over my penis and face.
And in a coffin, soul shaking. Soul shaking. I want to have you doubting every meaning you've amassed, like a fortune. Like a fortune, throw it away. For worship of someone who actively despises you. Actively despises you. I am the view. I am the table. I am the view. I am the table. I am all this. I am the roof.
I like balls. Maybe.
The aggressor. I am the table.
I like balls.
I am the 10 stories. I am the table.
Bad rape. I love slow loads. I shit my penis. Mama.
I poop so much. I'll have the salad. My tentacles are everywhere.
This is Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis!
Okay. Sid is now done pooping, so we can turn off this awful music and get back to asking Noah who she would have sex with. Here we go.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
I want to read this comment Super Nintendo Chalmers just said.
Okay.
Somebody who actively despises you on CBS FM, baby. They do kind of sound alike.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Lou Reed is dead, yet we still keep going. That's how I look at this.
And Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey is not dead.
He's
not
still
dead.
Alive.
God
as far
him.
As we know.
Let's talk about that music break. That was Protest the Hero.
Wait, you forgot The View. Oh, you're going in the other order.
Kicking things off with Skies.
Sorry, you're a pro.
Thanks to everyone who stopped listening after the interview.
Oh, well, fuck them. Since they stopped
listening.
Yeah,
I was being sarcastic.
I think we keep, we retain
no,
more
it's
people.
No, it's fine. They can listen for however long they want. It's
we
cool.
don't care.
Keel Hall after Protest the Hero with Someday, Some Other Place.
Why?
And what?
Why'd you play that, Ben?
I really like them.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm just curious.
Are you friends with them?
It wasn't a theme then.
No. And, well, we wrapped it up with Lou Reed and Metallica in memory of
and
Lou
Shlomo.
Reed.
And Sid and Sean.
It's a family affair.
With The View. I want to quickly remind everyone this week's Metal Injection livecast is brought to you by Converse Rubber Tracks. Recently, Converse teamed up with Metal Sucks to give 5 unsigned bands 1 free day of recording at the Rubber Track Studios. You can watch video of that at metalinjection.net and download the tracks for free at metalsucks.net. If you're an unsigned band and like to sign up for 1 free day of recording, you can get all the info at converse.com/rubbertracks. So, yeah, what were you going to say, Noah?
Oh, so while we were listening to the Lou Reed song, Darren was playing the Shlomo drops and stuff, and I'm listening to the song, and I start laughing when he goes, I actively despise you. And I kept thinking that Darren was just playing the sounds from the soundboard, and
no.
I realized that's the song.
But believe it or not, that's actually in the fucking song.
Someone who actively despises you.
Sorry. Well,
so
it's not like it's any more annoying than it really is anyway. The thing that gets me about that song is how off-key he is.
Well, he's 800 years old and near death.
It's just amazing.
He just can't hear that shit. You know how they say, like, if you hear, like, a certain, like, beep, that means the frequency is lost forever? Like, you'll never hear that frequency again?
No. What does that mean?
Do you ever hear, like, a beeping sound in your ear?
Yes.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I believe it.
Huh.
That means that that'll be the last time you ever hear that frequency.
What? Why? Why would that?
I don't know.
So tragic.
Wait, but wait. I like that you believe it, but you don't. You're not necessarily sure what you believe.
I don't need to understand.
I hear Rob's voice in my ear all the time, and then I keep hearing it. So I don't think that's true.
But he speaks on different frequencies to throw you off.
What do you mean?
It's like a fucking dog whistle.
But where does that come from? Like, what is that, a thing or an urban legend or?
I think it's an urban legend, but I heard it from a few different people.
Hmm. Like who?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure we hear the same frequencies all the time. It's like there's a very narrow range of frequencies that the human ear can hear in the first place. So if you started taking a few out, we'd be done. We wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Well, don't, like, as we get older, we lose our hearing. My hearing has gotten so much worse.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that has to do with what frequency that it's at. I think it's just your ears get worse.
Is that garbage music you listen to?
Yeah, that too.
That heavy metal music!
Because I would stand, like, right in front of a stack of amplifiers and not wear headphones.
Why would you wear headphones? You mean earplugs?
Earplugs, sorry.
That would be rude if you wore headphones to a show.
Yeah, listen, what are you fucking listening to? Something else while we're playing up here?
Well, I learned that if you go to shows, I don't think that metal bands really do it, but it was the reason that we got into the conversation is because Metallica is going to play Antarctica, and they're going to broadcast through headphones because you can't really amplify a concert down there. But apparently, like, all these, like, jam bands, you can rent HD headphones and listen to it and listen to, like, a professional, like, mix and stuff while you're watching the show.
Or you could just stay home and not listen to the shitty music at all.
Well, if you're already going.
Then drive into the fucking lake instead. How about that? Instead of going to the Fish concert. Just drive into the lake.
Well, what if they'd rather go to the Fish concert?
Then drive into the lake instead.
I wonder if they're going to start that at metal shows. You pay extra for HD headphones.
I feel like it would have to be
a certain
tier. Well, I think you leave your card. You leave a deposit. So if you do steal it, they charge you for it. I feel it'd have to be a certain tier of show. It wouldn't just be like, you know, it would have to be bigger shows, like only a band like Metallica or maybe a Lamb of God, like on that level, could do that. But you can't do it at every show. There's no money.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler
tech. Every show.
No, yeah.
And
you
how do you
even
headbang with
headphones? There's that commercial with the people.
Do you ever, you don't headbang, like, listening to music on the train or whatever? You could headbang with headphones. Look, here we go.
Oh, no, but, like.
I'm headbanging.
No, you're not.
Right now.
You
you're
can't do the windmill.
Yes. Almost imperceptibly nodding.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you're just.
Would you ever go to a show and do that, Rob?
Oh, no. God, I have a headache.
Yeah. Now you're rolling your head like someone who's really angry.
Like a sassy lady on the Jeffersons.
I'm a little dizzy.
Do it again. I'll play the Jeffersons.
No, I'm not doing it. Right. No one sees it anyway. Oh, I'm doing it.
Rob needs a nap.
We have a caller.
What?
Caller, you're on the air on the live cast. What's your name? Where you're from?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, yeah. This is Patrick Lubrowski of Chicago.
What's up, Patrick?
Hey.
Are you calling from underwater in a bathtub?
Yeah, I dropped my phone and I'm all wet and stuff.
What's your question, Patrick?
Are
you all right?
Fascinating.
He's gone. He's gone. 646-929. He's underwater. The tsunami took over. 646-929-1357. That's the phone number. I wanted to mention this, a story from the Lamb of God show.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, no.
What?
Someone died again?
No. God, stop it.
Okay. I got nervous. I love you. I love...
He's called into the show. We loved having him on.
Once, and it was before he killed somebody.
Man.
Once you get the taste for blood, you never turn back.
Stop it.
Randy is a noble stand-up guy.
Yeah.
It's true. I've seen the ID Network, though. People get a taste of killing, and then they want to...
Get out of here. Go watch the ID Network some more.
Oh, really? You kicking me off the show?
No. You stay.
He's pushing you right off our stage.
Come on. So, naturally, at a metal show, I'm getting high as fuck. Which is a way to measure how high you get as fuck. That's a measurement. Anyway,
I've heard the English language before. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, a guy was like, "Hey, you got a pipe, right?" He just turned to me, and I'm like, "Yeah."
Was that guy Shankletown?
No, it's just some random guy. He's like, "Hey, okay, can I use it?" And I don't know.
I put my mouth on a pipe that somebody, like some strange man, put his mouth on.
This was after.
No man is stranger than Rob.
And this is after you put your mouth on it, Noah. I don't know why, but I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to, when I gave it to him, like 2 seconds later, he's like, all right, I'm just going to hold it for a while.
What?
Is that okay?
Whoa.
What?
Just matter-of-factly like that?
Yeah, just very matter-of-factly, like just like that.
That's how you sell it.
You didn't know him.
No, I didn't know this person. He's like, well, you're not using it, right? You're done? I'm like, sure. Yeah, okay, I'll be here for a few minutes. And this was also like towards the end of the show, so I'm just like, well, what were you going
to
say, Sid?
What he did to you in your pipe is still more respectful than what you did to Darren in his pretzels today.
Thank you.
At least he asked. Yeah.
So then,
I would have given them to Rob if he just asked.
Yeah.
It's just so
if
expensive.
They were on the tape, I just assumed that they were for everyone.
He's going to hold these pretzels for
you. Stop it. I'll pretzel you.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, so then he packs the bowl and then he's smoking it. He's like, oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Here, do you want to try some? And I'm like, all right. And I take a hit. And like, yeah, it's not bad. He's like, it's not bad, right? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I just got it in the bathroom off some guy. It's like, oh, that's reassuring. I'm like, why did I even smoke that? I'm already high. It could have been PCP.
Why did you even give the guy your fucking pipe?
Yeah, well, all of this doesn't matter. I was very...
He should have just been like, it's my friend.
I was very intoxicated at this point.
No, he shouldn't have said that. He should have said, fuck you.
I don't know you.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know you. Why am I giving
anything?
You my personal property for it?
That I put my mouth on.
Yeah. Well, forget that. I'm gonna get anything. I'm going to lend you $2? No.
Rob's always concerned with his YouTube comments.
He doesn't want to be that asshole.
I don't want a negative review, especially with regards to weed.
Injections, you fire that guy. He doesn't share his weed.
I don't want to ruin anybody's high at a show. That's not my vibe.
I asked to borrow his pipe, and he gave me a terrible follow-up question. It was awful.
It's like he wasn't even listening to what I said.
I always listen to what they say. It's just the conversation's over, so you got to change the subject.
If the conversation—I
mean, the conversation on the question is over. There's nowhere else to go.
There's always somewhere else to go.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were such an expert with interviews. Whenever we do an interview, you seem to be the one talking
the
least.
Because I don't know who
the
fuck these people are, and that's
not
true necessarily.
Sid is always out on the street getting audio bits for his.
Yeah,
job,
are you
so.
All about the follow-ups when you get those audio bits?
If there's something obvious to ask, sure.
Interesting.
It'd be conversational.
Sid is probably really good at interviews, but he just doesn't want to shine.
Yeah,
I mean,
couldn't
that be said about anything? Oh, Sid is probably really good at this, but he just doesn't want to outshine
running. Yeah.
He's just very considerate of the people that are surrounding him.
I am, little known fact, I'm one of the best softball umpires in the New York State area, but I don't want to outshine Darren, so I don't take jobs anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I appreciate
that. You're a good friend, Sid.
That's right. Thank you. I have three certificates.
Heart of gold.
But I will not bring them because Noah has the one certificate, and I want to respect it.
There's literally an infinite number of things Sid might be good at that we just don't know because he doesn't pursue
it. Yeah,
exactly.
It could be.
That's the biggest compliment I can get you.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller. 413, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Good evening, Rody. How are you?
Oh, good evening. What's up?
What is the most awkward fucking date you have ever been on in your whole entire life?
Okay, well, I was sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden Steve arrives. And I'm like, Steve, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm your date. And I'm like, whoa, that's awkward.
That is pretty awkward.
Okay,
so,
I have a question for you now.
Sure.
Are you good at math?
I'm actually terrible at math.
Well, let's try this one. Let's see.
Start with an easy one.
This is an easy one. 10 minus 9.
10 minus 9. I'm going to go with 1. Number 1.
Not great. Goodbye.
Steve, by the way.
I don't know. I just...
Oh, I thought like that was another guy.
I should have probably...
Adam and
Steve.
Well, we're going to end on that call, Rody. Thank you for calling
you
in
for...
and being here in the studio after you called in earlier.
I didn't even sound like him. I don't know why you thought I was Rody. Okay.
I don't know.
But yeah, Metallica's playing Antarctica.
Yeah.
They're doing a show, like a Coke Zero sponsored show.
Are you
going
to go? Are you going
to
try to go?
It's only available, like you can only go if you win a contest through Coke Zero in South America. Mm. The way it works is you win a cruise. I'm drinking seltzer.
You're
it's
so
a little
burpy.
Gassy.
Go ahead, sorry.
God, I'm trying to be professional here, Darren. Way to blow up my spot. You win a cruise, and it's like a 5-day cruise. You see Metallica on like the third day of the cruise or something like that in Antarctica wearing headphones. I think that's pretty cool, though. If I had a chance to go, I would totally go. Sid, would you go?
No, not a chance.
Darren?
I would.
To Antarctica, yes, if it was free. I don't want to pay for it.
Even if you knew Metallica might be there and you might run into them?
I wouldn't mind, seeing Metallica play. I think they still play. They're good live.
Yeah, they put on a good live show.
But really, I've Antarctica fascinates me.
Yeah, like when would you ever go to Antarctica?
Never.
Again.
Nothing.
I don't want to fucking live there or in a station or anything.
It's cold.
Yeah. Well, you're on the boat. I mean, I'm sure it's heated.
Not if you're on the deck.
Yeah. What if, like, I mean, what if the boat hits a glacier or something?
Well, could that can happen anywhere.
Saw that movie about that.
Castaway.
Okay.
Just before that, we get too far away from this, though. Some people were saying that Sid should do a like a on the street segment where you go up and talk to people.
This is a good thing. When you're out there doing those on the street things, you should ask a live cast, a live cast question.
Corn or flour tortilla.
All right, I could consider that. Then the only audio I'm playing is someone saying yes or no, or like corn.
But fries. Then follow up, like why and why? Wait. Why do you prefer?
But I hate doing that so much. Like anything that makes me be out there longer, I'm probably going to avoid doing.
Oh, but I mean, this will be entertaining at least.
Will it?
Humorous.
Will
well,
it?
What's something we could ask that's live cast specific?
Ask, what do you mean by like?
Well, have Sid ask people on the street.
I think you should just ask them funny things. It shouldn't only be for the live cast.
Couldn't we just do that like any day? Like you have audio equipment. Couldn't we just go out in this neighborhood and harass people?
I don't think it has to. Why isn't it
okay.
live?
Yeah, you're right.
The only problem is though, what if Sid like in Times Square or something doing this and he gets hit by a glacier?
What?
It could happen. Yeah.
You're right. You might as well not even try.
Yeah,
you
just stay home.
It could be topical, whatever just happened, you know, like the Blands or whatever.
So, Sid, you wouldn't go to Antarctica, right?
No, not interested.
So you don't go around the corner, though.
I try to avoid it if I can.
Is there anywhere you would want to go, anywhere you would want to travel that you haven't gone to yet?
Here.
Check out England, Seattle. There's places.
Why England?
I don't know. Punk rock history and whatnot. Go to different spots.
Mm-hmm.
Hear people with British accents. But like real ones. Not
what about
like
Russia?
I've been there
back?
Twice. It's
oh, really?
You've been to Russia?
When I was a little kid, you went to visit twice.
Do you remember it, though?
Yeah. It's fine.
Did you have to wait on any lines?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. We avoided that part, thankfully.
I'm going to be you now.
We had to bring our own toilet paper to wipe our asses with when we were at my grandma's place.
From America. That's why you guys went back to deliver some help.
No, you know what? Actually, no. We didn't bring toilet paper. For some reason, we brought newspaper. To wipe our ass. Because
you can clean windows with
wait, what?
Yeah, with newspaper.
You
or maybe
newspaper?
Or maybe we brought toilet paper, but what they used was newspaper. So once we ran out of our toilet paper, we had to use their newspaper.
What? There was really no toilet paper when you went?
I guess not.
Oh,
it was
before...
like the late 80s.
Oh, okay.
So it was like right around that time.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask you Sid questions. Did you meet Gorbachev or Yakov Smirnov?
No, but I was by the Kremlin.
Oh, yeah.
Or Red Square and all that.
Did you eat some piroshki?
No, I think mainly what I ate, my grandma, like, because I thought all ethnic food was disgusting.
Oh,
and I still think Russian food is like,
what?
Fucking nasty
so
as all hell.
Professorska.
But my grandma made these nice like macaroni with like a butter sauce kind of a thing. So I just had her make me that like once a day every day.
Some tuftere.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Those are like chicken meatballs.
No, I think I was mostly vegetarian on my trips to Russia because I just mystery meat I was trying to avoid, and I was like 8. So 8-year-olds typically aren't adventurous eaters anyway.
I can only imimagine what you were like at age 8.
Yeah. I was even cornier than I am now.
Did you have any energy?
Sure.
You had a lot of energy.
I wasn't as angry and cynical then.
Right.
So there was a time when you were happy?
Just a regular little kid. I don't know. I don't know if I'd say happy. But I was just like, you know, even keel.
Gotcha.
But what changed you?
Just growing up.
When did the cynicism start? What is your earliest memory of cynicism? Of like being let down by society?
I don't know if it has anything to do with being let down by society. When was I ever let up by society? Society's pretty lame. I don't think there was ever any difference. I don't know. College? After college? I don't know. It was just like a gradual thing.
So you were happy even in high school? You were happy going
no,
like
no, I hated high school.
Okay.
I ditched all the time.
Junior high school.
No.
How did you graduate high school if you ditched all the time? How does that work?
Because I was super smart, so when I did show up, I did well enough and whatnot.
So how often would you ditch? What would be the process here?
There was like a semester or two that I almost didn't go at all. But I was on pace to graduate early, so I just ended up graduating on time because eventually I went back and started going.
So did you have to repeat classes?
Well, classes that I know. Does it count as repeating if you never showed up the first time around?
Yeah, you had to take the same class.
I had to take the class. I didn't take it the first time. I wouldn't call it repeating if I've never done it before.
Oh, so you just had an empty schedule? Like what?
No, I had a schedule. I just didn't go.
So you failed those classes.
I guess, but I would, don't count it as... Failing would be if I showed up and tried and then didn't get
right,
the grade.
Right, but technically...
To not
I'm
show
saying.
Up at all, I abstained the first time around. There's no failing if I'm
you
not
worked,
in the
you
room.
You worked in school on your schedule.
Yeah. Listen, I lived a block away from the high school. It was too tempting to just be like, oh, I could just hang out at home and play Super Nintendo.
And your parents weren't home the whole time.
They went off to work. I'd like hide somewhere until I saw their car pull out. Then I'd go back in the apartment.
So you wouldn't even go to school. You would just be out
the
entire day.
Wait in the street.
Yeah. For a while there, I had a friend who also ditched, who I would just go to his place and hang out.
Uh-huh.
But then after that, I would just come back home.
Interesting.
It was more fun than going to school.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's like having a day off.
Video games, you can whack off. Good times.
Here you go, kids.
Yeah. We need school. If you have a school where you can whack off when you feel like it, then by all means, go to school.
What was your whack-off material at that time?
I had a couple of purloined Playboys.
No Price is Right Travel Showcase?
Maybe that was like memory bank, spank bank material, but not. I wouldn't like watch and whack off. Or you do the trick where you order like a pay-per-view porn and then you call the cable company and you're
tell me
I was flipping through the channels and for some reason this porn is unscrambled, but I didn't order it. I don't want to be charged for that shit.
Do that. How often would you do that?
Yeah, once every few months so they don't, you know, get suspicious.
I like that you were like, okay, I should do this.
Yeah.
I'll try this out. Okay, I can't try it for a few more months. You had self-control.
Make it count. And also, I think for a while there, we had a legal cable, so everything was unlocked.
Ah, yes.
Didn't they hear a kid's voice, though, when you called up?
Well, people, even when I was a little kid, the operators would think I was a woman. So it was a kid's voice, but they just figured it was a woman instead of a little boy.
Do you still get that?
Once in a blue moon, I'll get somebody calling me ma'am, and I just... I ignore. I just
ma'am, could
on.
You please hold on for 1 to 3 minutes while I check it out for you?
Yeah.
That's great.
That was such a great confession.
We have to do a segment where...
It's their mistake, not mine.
We should have Sid call different stores and see how many call him ma'am.
But what about the ones that don't refer to me by any specific gender?
Well, you should just start talking to me like,
do you think I'm a guy or a girl?
Okay, be honest. Am I a guy or a girl? Just throw that in there.
Or whenever we have somebody we're interviewing, I could just talk for a minute or two, and then you could ask them. That could be one of your follow-ups.
That's a good
that guy that was just talking. Do you think that's a dude or a chick?
That guy.
Right, thank you.
That person.
Oh, damn it. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
646-929-1357. Let us know if you think Sid's a guy or a girl.
Well, for the people who are like new... who are listening, because Sid could be a... Well, I guess we just gave it away.
If you tuned in 30 seconds ago...
No, he just said people think he's a girl. He didn't say that was inaccurate.
True.
Right.
But I just said he, so accurate.
God damn it!
Damn it.
We can't help ourselves.
Oh, dear.
So...
Darren, you had some music you wanted to play for us. I
oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, as you know, my girlfriend is Guyanese, so she's, you know, grew up listening to all this soca stuff and all that. There's this one guy who, his name is Beckett, and he has like 20...
Where's he from?
I think he's Trinidadian. I don't know. I want to say. He's not Guyanese, though. But he has these songs, and they all sound the same. But now he has like 26 albums. So he's at the point where he's like 50 years old, and he's just... kind of doing the same song over and over and putting new words to it. Anyway, we found out that he has a song called Viagra.
Oh, boy.
So,
is this like a paid advertisement?
I don't know. It's just...
or just his own.
I have no idea. I think he's just starts singing how he can't
tickle,
get his dick
tickle
hard.
Tickle his pussy?
And, yeah, it's like
you
that.
You should introduce him to that lady.
I imagine.
Do a duet.
The album cover looks like a mugshot, by the way.
Is this the IO Digital Cable guy, by the way?
We haven't played that in forever. We should keep that up.
I think that guy's Dominican.
I catch grandpa bragging about Viagra to a bunch of old men. It's like he come out to coach them. It was really amusing when grandpa jump up and start to sing Viagra. 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 Viagra.
Viagra, hot, hot, hot.
I like that he's referring to grandpa doing this. Like, oh, I've never used it's not for me. It's just for this old guy right now.
Like Viagra.
He loves Viagra.
You just can't be Viagra.
Wow. He's probably looking for an endorsement.
You can beat it with Viagra. And then he had another song about Obama.
Well, I guess they sound like Viagra.
Obama!
Yeah. You can't beat Obama!
Exactly.
He takes a steel drum and bangs a stiff dick on it.
Unfortunately, I can't find the Obama song now. I should have had it queued up.
He deleted it once he couldn't get Obamacare on the website. It's like, fuck that guy. Though I don't know if Trinidad, you can get Obamacare in Trinidad, Rob.
I don't think so. I think you can only get that in America. That's the point.
That's not what the Tea Party would have you believe.
For
people in Pakistan.
The same exact song.
Of course.
It's the same Casio keyboard.
He's like Wesley Willis.
It really is. It's like every
slide in different lyrics into the same template.
He has another song about poking girls with a small penis.
Now let me ask this. Does he just have like this on his computer and he plugs in his own vocal? Or does he have his band come in every week and is like, remember that thing you played last week? Play the exact same thing. Like, we have other ideas.
I think he's just a dude with a camera.
That's better.
Obama.
He didn't vote Obama. What did he vote?
Yeah, really. Obama, 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 Obama. Maybe in his village they set up a voting booth to make people think they were voting for Obama. Oh, maybe he's from the Virgin Islands or something and they can vote. I don't know. Can they vote? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. Rob?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
This is going to get stuck in my head.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, at first I thought this was the theme for Blanca's stage in Street Fighter. Then it got too happy sounding.
I can see it.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
Very cheerful.
It is. It's cheerful. It's just that it's the same song. It's not a bad song. It's a good song.
This sounds like a performer they'd have at Citi Field for like Caribbean Heritage Day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, every Caribbean song sounds just like that.
Racist.
Not racist.
Caribbeanist.
I didn't say they're like beneath my race or anything. The songs all sound alike to me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about punk too. I know
Do they
you
have
hate
any like sad songs, like ballads, like soca ballads?
I don't know. I haven't come across one.
I'd like to hear that.
I'll
how
do some research.
That, like downtrodden.
I love you. I probably like just how can you have 26 albums of that though? I love my stapler. Like
people, I guess if people keep buying it, like, dude had one idea once and he's still making checks off for that.
Yeah, and McDonald's.
Just do every product fucking thing and see who pays you for it.
Oh, McDonald's.
As he gets old, it's gonna be like Geritol. I love to pop my Geritol. Geritol.
Think about Golden Crust.
Golden Gust. I love the Golden Gust.
It works. Actually, we'll take that Golden Crust.
Fuck yeah. Shit's delicious.
Hell yeah.
What is it?
Beef patties. Jamaican beef patties. Golden Crust.
Yeah.
No, there used to be one in the Junction by Brooklyn College.
Oh, yeah.
Probably still is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's still there.
Oh, Brooklyn College.
Mel Bass says this guy's going to do an album with Metallica.
Then he's going to die a year later.
They need a collaborator now that Lou's gone. Let's hear some more sample, like some bits of that wonderful album. Just pull up your Lou Reed drops for us, Darren.
Let's hear.
Normalcy,
a I only have like 3 second drops. That's what I say. It just sounds like a 75-year-old man, which he was, but I mean, just like doddering in the corner. And he's like, ow, 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 in a way. Like the nurse comes in to fucking inject him. With,
this is what happens when you refuse autotune. It probably would have sounded sort of decent.
I don't think autotune can help you if you're that off key.
I think it can help you no matter how bad you are. It helps.
Do you think he was.
I think it helps anyone. It just makes me sound like rubbits.
No, and I think it like if you're a little off, it can guide you back into tune. But if you're way off, it doesn't do anything for you.
It makes you sound a little bit off.
No, it'll make you sound like a robot.
Yeah. But in other words, like the robot sounds better than you off key and flat.
Yeah.
So it works in a way.
And plus, that's like the cool sound now. Not that it's cool, but that's like what they play on pop radio.
Should I plug in my TI auto-tune?
No, because then the show stops recording.
Mm. Is that true?
No, that's...
You take it away from Darren's computer and you can do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me load the app. Well, I still have it.
Just download the fucking app. All right. I'll play some more Beckett while you're doing that. Or not.
Hold on. Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, T-Pain, not T.I.
T.I. does it too, though.
I'm sure they all do it.
Who's they, Noah? The Jeffersons didn't use auto-tune. That was some real singing.
Darren, may I have your color?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's better be worth it. Sid's already shaking his head.
El Duderino says.
Well, was it a free app?
No. Is that not what he said?
He
said, are Metallica taking Lou to Antarctica to put him on ice or trap him under ice?
I don't think so.
That doesn't sound any different than you normally.
It doesn't sound any different than me normally.
Well, because you're already trying to put that effect on your voice to begin with. You talk normal and so
yeah.
So I should just talk normal?
Or sing normal.
Is it a little delayed?
Just an echo.
Yes.
Not enough of a delay. I wish it was delayed so I didn't have to hear it until after I left, and then I wouldn't be here.
Darren, you're...
I know, I was trying to make it come over the mic.
No, that's not going to work. All right. This isn't what I thought it would be.
Even though we've done this before on the show, so you knew what it would be.
No, it was funny.
It sounded better. I feel like you're doing some setting wrong or something.
I think static. I might be too close to the mic.
Yeah, today and every other time you've been in front of a mic.
It's just sort of
this is just you singing now. It's not even...
Yeah, Robin. All
right, I'm done.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone unplug him, please. Thank you.
I was still going to talk into this.
Please.
Oh, I do want to save that recording. I will upload that.
To what?
That you need
to our website.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm a fond very too. I liked it. I can go either way. Come on.
It's not that important, Rob.
You're not that important, Noah.
I know.
That's not true. 646-929-1357. That is our phone number. Anything else happened this week that we should talk about? Anything of note?
There was rumors that Ja Rule was going to have a cookbook that he was going to put out, but I guess he denied
that. Yeah, like a
microwave
cookbook?
Yeah, sadly he denied that.
That was fake. It was a joke on like Perez Hilton, and then all these other blogs picked it up as if it were real.
That'll be pretty good. He probably will do it now based on the interest.
Yeah.
Besides us, who was talking about Ja Rule, and like if he got that much feedback, he could do it.
He cooked it. Oh, he's singing without auto-tune. I love it.
I love that Ja Rule was a serious...
on purpose.
He was a serious not too long ago. And there was a comment on a photo of him at Sirius like, oh, glad to see that they let him out of his janitorial job to do this.
That's not what he said.
Or what was it?
The job at the car wash let him...
Oh, the car wash.
That's a little racist. I'd have to say. Not to defend Ja Rule.
It's just he doesn't have a career, I think is what
they're you know, you can't really make that joke when it involves a black guy, though. You know what I mean? Because it's like...
Ja Rule?
There's undertones to it. Not that anyone could
Ja
work at a car wash.
You put the context of Ja Rule into it, I think anybody would be okay with that joke.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's funny, but I see, you know, I see some undertones there.
Rob?
I don't see
how do you respond to accusations?
I disagree. I'm not racist. I just don't like Ja Rule.
I don't mean you meant it maliciously. Like I don't think that at all.
Oh, the commenter though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
not
thought you
me.
Said it.
No.
Why would Rob post some mysterious photo?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do something like that.
Unless it was a photo of him.
I missed the beginning of who said what because I was adjusting something.
The only serious photos Rob posts on are he finds photos of Jose and he posts up from anonymous usernames. Wow, that guy's so handsome. I wish I could meet him.
What?
Just building him up.
Wait, I post like, wow, I think Jose's so handsome.
Yeah.
I want to meet him.
Yeah.
But I have photos of myself with Jose already.
But I'm saying from anonymous usernames you do this. So
I see.
Makes him feel good.
Mel Bass just said, Rob needs a cookbook where cum is the main ingredient.
Oh,
in all
come on.
You can even have like a beverage section at the end and froth everything.
Oh, I was just going to say, my menu would just be, I mean, my ribs. It would just be all different ways to cook ribs.
Cum ribs?
All different ways to cum on ribs. You
No, stop it! I would never defile my ribs with semen.
Rob's Jack Daniels and cum glaze.
Or Jack Daniels?
Jack off Daniels.
Why am I helping you guys? Why am I
For the sake
you
of
guys?
The joke.
Because you're a great sport.
Oh, here's a good
Jacked
question.
Off Daniels ribs. All right,
what happened to Bon Appetit, says Chocolate Croissant.
Oh, Jenny totally gave up on it after like three posts. Like she got too hot. Actually, Jenny stopped smoking weed.
What?
Yeah, she is now she drinks like wine on occasion.
So now it's just Appetit.
It's just Appetit, definitely.
What a sellout.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Does she still get hit on by her students?
No, I don't really talk to her that often now. But
you're a sellout too, then.
She definitely stops smoking. And I think that's why she wants to stay away from me because I'm an
Rob
enabler.
Rob is one big joint.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a drop.
Rest in peace, miss.
I miss. Oh, why is Ja Rule still playing?
Yelling in the way.
All night, Metallica collaboration.
Look at how much Metallica has done for our show. All these terrible collaborations, so we had stuff to talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, they give back to the community.
This song is, I never realized how fucking long this song is.
And
like
it's just
over
the
4 minutes.
Thing, over and over and over.
Almost 5 minutes long.
Is there a guitar solo in this song?
A little one, yeah. It's like sounds like I Disappear solo. Mm. That's from right around the same time, right?
Yeah, it's probably like, I think this is like a Saint Anger, like, or this is before Saint Anger.
Definitely before. This is 2002, I think.
Oh, this is a solo?
Yeah, here it is.
Smile right off your face.
Why do I know this? I know this song by heart.
You
learn
it so much.
I hate myself for that.
I don't recall us ever getting this far into the song, though.
Well, we did on our old show.
I feel, yeah, like I've listened to this all the way through. Oh, wait. These, what, this is popping.
Yeah.
It's all popping.
Metallica. I like how he just puts in, you know, they were never in the same fucking room together.
Yeah.
And he just puts in these things like he's Puff Daddy, you know, fucking. Yeah, Metallica, we're about to rip this off.
I'm surprised he didn't put Crazy White People in there.
Wait, he did another song with them. Here it is.
Yeah.
Metallica!
Oh, that's the other song.
Yeah. Well, at least with this one, I understand why you didn't want to be in the studio with them.
Yeah, I cut your dick. Wait, what you said, the N-word, son? No, that ain't cool.
Say hello to the rusty one, a.k.a. the last song. Hood rich killer, leave you bloody like a tampon. Massacre your crew like some VC in Vietnam. Game on, hang on. I'm smoking chippy sticks till my brain's gone.
There's a rumor in the chat also that you slept with Jenny, and that's why you don't talk anymore.
Oh, no way.
How could you?
I
cut
it off. I would.
Robert, is this true? I'm so happy.
My mom seems to think so, and she is not happy about it.
You didn't put a baby in her.
Jenny's too old for me, according to my mother.
Wow.
Is that true? How old is she?
Yeah. She's like 4 years older than me. She's not even that much older than
me.
It's fine. Yeah, my mom's very selective. It's up to my mom, apparently, who I
So she probably with. Wants to hook you up with one of your sister's friends.
I don't know about that, but my mom has tried to set me up before with, like...
A very Russian girl.
A girl that needs citizenship?
A girl that she never even met, just like, a person who she respects, niece or something like that.
Oh, how does your mom?
What I'm saying is like, oh, she's a, this. I know this woman. She's great here, and she gets her number. Like, call her. Go do something.
Her niece would never be that pure. Sex. I know her.
Yeah, but this has happened multiple times.
Her uncle is a booking agent in Moscow.
Could you go on one of these dates just to report back?
Oh, well, to be fair, it hasn't happened in a while now. But
your mom I want to entrap her.
Yeah, Mama, I really want to go out dating. If you
do you call her Mama?
Yeah, totally.
Mama. Even when you're speaking to her in English, you say Mama?
Well, I don't speak to her in English.
Only Russian?
Well, like it's like a back and forth.
And you don't speak, you shout.
You're right.
It's like Rusklish.
No, yeah, exactly.
Call her up right now and tell her you want to be set up.
No.
Mama Rava.
It's never going to work again. It's never going to work again. That's right. Again, if you actually want to hear my mom on the air, you have to go back to our, is it our 100th episode?
I feel like it was
it was
last
Mama
year.
Mama Rava.
Well,
during
I mean
year.
Our 200th episode, that's maybe. What it was. So there was 30 weeks. That would be 30 weeks ago.
There's a couple of comments I have to read here. Super Nintendo said, Mama Rabba took one look at Jenny, then looked to Rob and said, not fresh.
Oh!
That's mean.
Jenny's very fresh.
She's very respectable young lady. And El Deuterino says, did Mama Rabba set up that awkward, he left the word out here, between Rob and Rhodey?
Oh, the awkward interview? No, she didn't.
What was the awkward interview?
I didn't think that was an awkward interview at all. But go ahead.
Clearly that person hasn't been listening to the show long. I thought that was an awkward interview.
Yeah.
Whoo. We're way awkwarder sometimes.
What was the most awkward interview?
Pariah.
Does that even, like, what happened to that band?
Exactly.
Kiss of Death.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't much going on there to begin with. I think, wasn't that like a favor for like their PR people or something?
Like they asked me.
And
like,
Rob, weren't you kind of mad at me for like somewhat making fun of them while they were on? I remember you being...
Honestly, I think it was like the fifth episode.
The
it was
most
our
awkward,
ninth show.
The most awkward interview, I think, was Limp Bizkit.
That's
I mean that.
We made more fun out of it, though, I feel.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Well, I thought it was awkward just in that how not seriously they took it. The fact
that
there's a fucking sound check going on right where they were doing it. It's like, come on, leave the fucking venue for a second.
But it didn't bother me at all because I didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, who would want to be in a venue that Limp Bizkit is playing anyway? Why'd they go there in the first place? Oh, wait, they're in the band. God.
There's a band, Necrogoblicon, that I really like.
What?
They have a goblin in the band. They're going to be on tour with Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
I kind of want to get them to write some tour diaries for
us. What do you mean they have a goblin in the band?
There's a goblin. They have a gimmick. They have a goblin.
Does the goblin play any instruments or do anything musical?
He's more of like a mascot
okay.
for the band.
That sounds great.
He's like that guy in the Mighty Mighty Boston's who just dances around.
The Boston.
The Boston.
The little
Bobo
guy?
From Avail.
Is he like a midget?
Yeah, he's like a little troll.
Real.
What?
I don't think they approve of that nomenclature.
Who? Trolls?
Yes.
What's the proper word for a troll?
Little person, probably.
No, I mean like a troll. Or like Jew. A goblin and a troll, you know.
Well, out of costume, he's a human being, right, Rob?
Oh, sure. He's not a troll out of costume. He's a young man.
Not a little person, though? Like a regular-sized person?
Sure.
So
I don't know.
What, does he walk around on his knees the whole show? That's
maybe. I don't know. I'm not... I don't... Their kayfabe hasn't been broken for me yet.
But you see the person... do you have pictures of this person? We could look and be like, oh, that's a little person or that's a dude on his knee. Like, how would that be?
But then you would see the rest of his legs when he's on stage.
Rob?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
There's
you
no promo
me, like,
photos.
You're friends with this band.
Via email.
So you don't even know if it's actually this band you're talking to?
What do you mean?
Maybe it's.
I mean, I've
bullshit.
Seen their music videos.
Okay, and what is it?
He
look
did
like
an interview with Ron Jeremy, and he's shorter than Ron Jeremy.
Listen,
I want to play the first few seconds of it because there's like a pet peeve of mine that Ron Jeremy has.
In his interview style.
In his delivery.
Oh, God.
Hold on, let's get this. I'm cute. It's right here. It's loading, people. Here's John Goblikon from NecroGoblikon interviewing porn star.
Wait, so he's interviewing Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Ron Jeremy was interviewing him.
Oh, no.
Why is he interviewing people if he's in a band?
For publicity, for his band.
Okay. Didn't work on me.
It's working right now.
I guess.
Actually, it's not working, Rob.
Yeah, the video's not loading. Oh, YouTube doesn't
damn
wanna...
you, Obamacare website.
Help him. Help NecroGoblikon with their website.
It's YouTube. It's just that isn't loading. Come on, YouTube.
Refresh the page.
Maybe if I turn it off and on again, it would work. All right, guys? There we go. He is shorter than everyone
else. I'm John Goblikon interviewing. Is this us? Hello. I'm here with Ron Jeremy.
It's a great name, Necro Goblikon. That's great.
What are you working on these days?
That's funny because he's here at the microphone. It's very funny.
Him go like instead of actually laughing, going, "That's funny." That's because he's holding a beer can as a microphone. He's like, "That's funny. You're holding a beer, and it's not a microphone. You're a funny guy. That's funny."
It helps us because we know what he thinks is
funny. A Jersey Shore massacre.
Now you are familiar that I've worked with a few of your previous co-stars before. I recently.
So they're like a ska guar. Basically, is that what I'm gathering from this, from the music in the background?
Oh, I'm not sure if that's a... Here, I'll play some NecroGoblikon.
Squar.
So you said you're already inquisitive about the music just because of their marketing technique.
Shit. Yeah.
It's working.
It totally
unless
is working.
That's not their music.
Yeah, but you did...
Well, now we're going to go and we're going to find out.
But you desired to know about it, whether that's it or not.
You fell for it.
The parser loses again.
Damn it.
The Twister.
YouTube is being a total whore. I'm very upset at you, YouTube.
Might be Verizon and their shitty internet.
Let's blame everyone. I blame Sid, really.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, screw that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we should wrap it up. I didn't realize. Well, we're done now.
You've been having so much fun.
Yeah,
fun.
Playing videos that don't load.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great show. I want to thank everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Every Roddy.
Everybody
who touched to me. Thank you to the people who touched me.
Okay, when that guy Eric called, the one that was really nervous when he was talking to Roddy, that's the song. I was like, is that the kid that sings that song? Is his name Danny?
Yeah.
We should play out with that.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Oh, I quickly want to say thank you to Roddy and Protest the Hero for calling and all the callers, all the great guests. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, don't talk over too much Danny because he'll kill himself.
He is 7 to 9.
Bye.
What? Goodbye. Wait, that's not dark. 6 to 8, Rob.
Did you do that on purpose or was that?
Totally not on purpose. I'm terrible.
You are terrible. You've been doing this for how long?
We always change the time. It's confusing.
We're going to continue shaking our heads at Rob.
6 to 8. Sunday.
6
Eastern
to 8.
Eastern time.
On Sunday.
PM.
What time is that in China, Rob?
7 to 9?
Around there.
Now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. I'm thinking deeply right now. My life with you. It's like how, but I don't know how to explain this. I don't know why it's happening to me, but I just realize I'm not the person I used to be. Now I just wanna leave. This city, this bullshit is not gonna happen again. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye.
Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Life is short. Life is short. Don't waste time worrying about me. All of the ones that care for you. In the end, they will be there for you. One day, I'll make a top of the world. I will mend these world peace trolls. And I'm all don't wear it. This is the side of goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.